fire exits that are situated in the three corners of this room and are indicated by the green running man symbol. In the event of evacuation, please do not use the lifts. In a fire emergency, a continuous warning tone will operate. Should this happen, you must leave the building by the nearest fire exit and assemble at the far side of the car park. Arrangements are in place for the safe evacuation of mobility impaired persons. Please speak to supervisor staff in order that the emergency procedures can be explained. The entire Sparrow complex is a no-smoking area. Should you wish to smoke, it will be necessary to leave the building. An induction loop facility is available for hearing aid users. Please turn your hearing aid to the T or telephone setting. To avoid disruption to performances, members of the audience are asked to turn off all mobile devices. Thank you.
Apologies for absence. I have from Councillor Davison, Frost, Gray and Grindle. Are there any others?
Yes, please, Dennis.
Thank you, Chair. Just get the list again, sorry. Apologies from Councillor Nicola Harris, Councillor Val Shanley, and Councillor Janine Patterson.
Are there any other?
Apologies for lateness from Councillor Ben Lewis.
Any more? Right. Minutes of our previous meeting on the 18th of January 2018. Councillor Needham.
I'm pleased to recommend those minutes for approval, Mr. Chair.
Councillor Holman. Cunningham.
All for habits. Reading your papers, I'm thinking that's surely me.
Brilliant.
Two microphones. Please accept it, Mr. Chair.
Those will into it, those minutes will be shared off. Any against? Carried. There's no notification of any other business. Chairman's announcements. Holocaust Memorial Day took place on the 27th of January 2018. This day was to remember the millions of people murdered or whose lives have been changed beyond recognition due to the Holocaust, Nazi persecution, and in subsequent genocides in Cambodia, Rwanda, Bosnia, and Darfur. Please, could everyone stand to observe a minute silence in recognition? Thank you. Tonight would have been the final council meeting attended by David Ryan, the Democratic Services Manager, prior to his retirement at the end of March 2018. Unfortunately, David is unwell at the moment. David has worked for the North Arts Council for over 15 years. I'm sure that members will join me in thanking Dave for his invaluable support and advice throughout that time, and wish him an enjoyable retirement and best wishes for the future. I'm varying the order of business so that the following exclusion of the press and public, item 14, the part 2, item on church day, will take place immediately after item 5, public participation. The present public will then be invited back into the room for the remainder of the meeting. declaration of interest. A reminder that, in line with the code of conduct, any declaration of interest needs to be declared immediately prior to the item in question. Public participation. Can I call upon Mr. Robert Dartington, please, to give a short presentation?
Thank you, Chairman. I speak tonight on the Churchgate item. I speak as a concerned member of the public who is aware of the many previous abortive attempts to improve Churchgate and is anxious that this time it is a success. Though speaking just for myself, I do have 40 years' experience in the development industry, so I am representative of the many qualified professionals in the Hitchin community. I also believe a majority of Hitchin residents will welcome this new initiative, but not support the council rushing to terms with a property company before there has been much more investigation. The lessons from the failed Silence project were summed up in the 10 points from the scrutiny committee, all of which were supported by Cabinet last September. Three are relevant at this stage, and I hope you agree that when they are considered, they support the following suggested amendments to the recommendations in the report before you tonight, in order to make this project a success. In recommendation one, I suggest that the words "and Hitchin Market" are added after the words "Churchgate Centre," so it is clear right from the beginning that this is a project to both improve the Churchgate Centre and to regenerate Hitchin Market. The reason for that is that the visitor survey revealed that Hitchin Market was the second most quoted reason for visiting Hitchin. The market is far more important to Hitchin than a few shops in Churchgate, especially now that comparison shopping is so much easier online. In recommendation two, I suggest that you totally change the recommendation to delay negotiations with Shearer Property Group until there has been meaningful consultation with Hitchin Committee, Hitchin Market, and the public, and until an experienced project director has been brought into the negotiating team. Reasons: just to inform major stakeholders only a few days ago, and the public not at all, was frankly insulting. There must be opportunity for meaningful consultation outside of Cabinet. To proceed with negotiations without including an experienced team member would be an insult to the whole property industry. On recommendation three, again, I suggest that this change totally to extend the existing market contract until the start of actual work on regeneration. Reasons: the council has no experience in operating the market. Hitchin Market Limited has. So just let the contract run until the site needs to be cleared. Why load officers who are already overstretched? Now, those amendments are supported by the following scrutiny recommendations. Recommendation 9 was, the council should ensure there is meaningful consultation with the public prior to it finalising its plans, and make sure it continues to inform the public through the life of the project. Hitchin is a very special place with a 1,000-year history, and that has shaped its very attractive but very complex character. It has a very active community, expressed through a large number of organised groups. Unless the public is brought on board, this scheme will turn out bad. Recommendation 6 from scrutiny: the council needs to have a clear, documented objectives before it embarks on projects. All that the report includes is a general assumption that poshing up the shops and diminishing the Hitchin Market is a whiz idea. We need clarity on what, and crucially, who, is Hitchin Town Hall Centre now for? Are all the sectors of society given equal opportunity?
May
I finish this paragraph, sir?
Yeah.
Is the right priority to posh up the shops rather than visitors, or does Hitchin need more smart starter opportunities, more space for leisure activities? And where are open markets now going? The trend in London is towards food halls, offering home-produced food to eat in a communal setting. Perhaps we have enough hitching, cafes and hitching, but we should look around.
Thank you very much. Can I call on Brian Foreman, now if it is Brian, in the presentation?
Good evening, everyone. I am the voluntary advisor to the Churchgate Association, which represents the interests of the shopping centre tenants. There are three main issues I intend to address, namely the awful present state of the centre, the improvements that are needed, and the footfall. Yes, it is both a disgrace and an eyesore, which despite money that is paid to Hammersmith for servicing and maintenance by the tenants, has been allowed to deteriorate for the last 17 years. As a result, there are a serious number of health and safety issues for tenants, employees, and members of the public, which have not been addressed by the landlord or NHDC. North Harbour District Council could be considered culpable for not carrying out the routine inspection under the contractual arrangements. Sadly, the exterior problems are all too clearly evidenced in the main thoroughfare, with the rusting and decaying canopies, filthy electrical lighting underneath, with fascias covered in dirt. The regular contractual two coats of good quality paint simply has not been applied. Inside the shops, tenants report dangerous ancient electrical fittings, heating systems not working, broken toilets, water ingress, and even possible subsidence of the outer walls in one area of the centre. Whilst getting repairs done has been lengthy and difficult, it has become now impossible. Withholding rents has been considered. The rear exterior shop walls on both sides of the main walkway are truly looking dreadful, lacking the essential maintenance needed. Improvements are urgently needed, but the first step is to make an inventory of what needs to be done, with an inspection by council officers seeking cooperation from all the tenants to compile it. Churchgate has been largely forgotten by town centre management and has not had the investment or help received by other retailers in the town. Where is the street furniture and seating and the flower tubs? Roofing of some kind would be needed if the canopies are removed and not replaced. Improved lighting is essential to combat the dark and dangerous parts of the main walkway in the winter months. Whilst the entrance from the market square could be improved, the wall is far better than the other end facing the market. It is independent shops rather than chains that draw people to Churchgate. Whether the two charity shops have been shortened or beneficial remains to be seen, increasing the footfall, as Hitchin already has so many. Some of the retailers certainly consider nearby market days are an asset in attracting additional trade. Any decline in production in market stores raises concerns over loss of footfall and issues of market management. To what extent have concerns reported me of aggressive, unfriendly action against stallholders taking their toll? Have rent increases and the failure to undertake truly proactive advertising campaigns led to the market decline? Could there not be a plan for future growth and development put out for public comment? NHDC raising car parking charges has affected trade for the market and the town in a negative way. The market office was better where it was located, in the market area. If the river bank opposite St Mary's Church, was made into more of a picnic area with seating and refreshments, there would be no need to remove the more popular stalls in an area also used on Fridays and Sundays from Piazza. Any investment in the Churchgate Shopping Centre by NHDC, together with the right business partner, is money well spent. Some Churchgate retailers will feel that their money spent on shop front window displays and interiors has been worthwhile after all. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Paul. Can I now call on Mr. Alan Dolly to give his presentation?
Good evening, Alan Doggett, Executive Manager of Hitchin Markets Limited. The Board of Hitchin Markets Limited are strongly supportive of the principle of refurbishing Churchgate and rebuilding the market. Acknowledging the plan is indicative, HML are concerned that the market footprint illustrated is about halved. Whilst the existing fixed stalls of 170 have which 55 are shuttered in, are sometimes more than needed. The average stall use on a Tuesday is 19, on a Friday it's 130 average, and on Craft and Farmers Saturdays, which is once a month, the total rises to 150 plus. We feel that restricting the market to some 40 fixed stalls plus demountables would entail a very different market with a very different cost base. There's also, there's also further concern that the substantial public realm, which is illustrated in the plan, appears to be the same size as the marketplace. And we feel, even on market days, look empty and bleak, and distance the market from the rest of the retail offer. Members should be aware that reliance on demountable stalls, which cannot be left overnight for fear of vandalism, carry huge operational costs, estimated to cost to get teams out from 5 a.m. and come back in the evening, are around £30,000 per annum, which is about the same amount that Hitchin Markets Limited pays annually to North Arts District Council under its operating contract. Hitchin Markets Limited is a social enterprise, part of the Hitchin Initiative, run by volunteer directors for the benefit of the town. It took on the operation of the market in 2008 in partnership with the council, who had previously run the market at a loss. During that time, stall numbers had increased, and the contract renewal application anticipated paying North Arts District Council £34,000 annually under the licence. As well as opening the laboratories 4 days a week, that cost Hitchin Market Limited some £14,000 annually. So it is anticipated that an in-house operation would not be cost effective. Hitchin Markets Limited have successfully operated in partnership with North Arts District Council for nearly 10 years, and we consider that they are best placed to continue this under a different contract for any development period. We hope the members are also understanding of the uncertainty that now exists, and that people's livelihoods, families, and financial existence is all at stake. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Goldwood. I would now like to move the resolution to exclude the press and public. Councillor Neal.
I'm pleased to second that, Mr. Chair.
All agreed?
Yes.